If you do all the things that I discussed, then it will go on like before. And then Ramanath Prabhu, who was there, said, now I'm inspired to distribute your books just as I was with Srila Prabhupada's books. And Gurudev was very happy. So I guess we could stop now and we'll continue tomorrow. Unless there are any questions or comments. Well, it was, Gurudev said, Un Mad Grasta, which is the highest Madanakya Mahabhav, including all other moods. Un Mad. Do you know the exact definition of Un Mad Grasta? Gaurapriya Didi? Do you know the exact definition of Un Mad Grasta? What does Grasta mean? Grasta. Un Mad Grasta. Okay. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Pancha Kova Trivia Sikhana Deva Sapatika Nam Pavana Jal Smari Yo Namo Namo. And when I see the universe drowning in the flood tide of love of God, and then losing the sight of that jewel of all leelas, when will I weep, Hagaranga? And materialists, seeing me looking like a mad person, will throw dirt on my body. When will such a manifestation of your mercy come to me? At the end of the song, the devotees kept singing the refrain, Kabe Tava Amar Kabe Hoive. When will that come to me? Gurudev. New paragraph, Gurudev explained that this is Koladweep, the place of Lord Varaha. And in Vrindavan, this is Bahulavan, Giri Govardhan, and Rasastali. This is a place of Prouda Yogamaya, Yogamaya Purnima, who is both Unmukh Mohini and Bimukh Mohini. Those who are Bimukh, those who are against Bhakti, the demons, the Mayavadis, like Kamsa and Duryodhan, she bewilders them. And those who are Unmukh, the pure devotees, she also bewilders them in their Leela, so that the Sakas think I am Krishna's friend, and Mother Yasoda and Sakshi Mai think I am Krishna's or Lord Chaitanya's mother. When Vasudev brought baby Krishna to Gokula, coming across the Jamuna, he exchanged babies and brought Yogamaya, Krishna's newborn sister, back to Mathura, where she became Mahamaya Durga for Kamsa. Maya and Yogamaya are not two, they are one. Next, new paragraph. Next he went to Rudradweep at Nirdaya Ghat. Gurudev said, if you don't hear Hari Katha and just take snan or bath, you'll never get perfection in hundreds of thousands of lives. So first we will take bath in Hari Katha and then in the Ganges, because the Vaishnava Hari Katha is more merciful. He warned the devotees that here it is very deep water. Be careful. Foreign devotees should make a change and look after the pilgrims so there should be no accidents. Just across the way is the Samadhi Mandir of Nityananda Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stotavisita Sri Srimad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and the ISKCON Mandir. Parjatak Maharaj then read from the Navadvip Dharmahatmya by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He sang in the original Bengali. And it was a very beautiful setting. A bamboo forest was just behind us. Those of us who had Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Madhva and his disciples stayed here for some time. Lord Chaitanya blessed him that he should go everywhere and carefully uproot all the false scriptures of the Mayavadis and reveal the glories of worshipping the deity. And I will broadcast your pure teachings. Gaurachandra then disappeared from Madhva's dream. And Madhva awoke dumbfounded. Will I ever see that beautiful golden form again? A voice from the sky said, worship me secretly and you'll come to me. Relating this story, Nityananda Prabhu, Jiva Goswami, and their party arrived at Rudradweep. Nityananda said that Rudradweep had been cut into two pieces by the Ganges. Now there's a western island. Now the western island has moved to the eastern bank. And by the Lord's desire, no one lives on this side now. He pointed out Shankarapur and how it beautifies the Ganges. When Shankaracharya went out to defeat all the opponents on his way to Navadvip, he arrived here. Within his heart, he was the topmost Vaishnava, but externally, he played the role of a Mayavadi, the servant of Maya. Actually, he is Lord Shiva. Lord Chaitanya appeared to him here in a dream and spoken sweet words, that he, although he's under Lord Chaitanya's order to preach Mayavadi philosophy, he should not preach in Rudradweep, in Navadvip. Vrita Shiva and Proudhamaya spread the imaginary, impersonal interpretations of scriptures, but only to those who envy the devotees. In this way I cheat them. Since Navadvip is generally a place for my devotees, not the envious, go somewhere else and don't contaminate the inhabitants of Navadvip. In Rudradweep, the 11 Rudras reside, headed by Nilohita Rudra. And they all chant Gauranga's glories and dance in bliss. Vishnu Swami also came here while he was defeating opposing philosophies. He stayed the night with his followers. Pleased by their discussion of bhakti, Nilohit Shiva appeared and said, all of you are dear to me. Your discussion has pleased me. Ask for any boon. Vishnu Swami offered his dandavats and in ecstatic love asked that he would be able to perfect the sampradaya teaching devotional service. In great bliss, Rudra consented and named the Sampradaya after himself. Thus Vishnu Swami's Sampradaya is the Rudra Sampradaya. Vishnu Swami stayed here and worshipped Gaurachandra to attain love of God, and Gauranga appeared in a dream and told him to go out and preach the philosophy of Shuddhadvaita, purified monism, and when he would appear as Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Swami would appear as Sri Balabhabhat and meet him in Puri. Nityananda told Jiva that Sri Balabha is now in Gokula and you'll see him when you go there. Mahaprabhu's deity was presiding over the Purikrama, under their gold and red canopy, which had long red tassels. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so merciful to have revealed how Nityananda spoke to Jiva Goswami about what is where and what happened where in Navadvipa. Hearing the word Vrindavan from Nityananda, Jiva trembled and tears flowed. Gurudev said that Jamuna flows on this side and on the beach, and the Ganges on this west side, and Ganges River flows on the other side. He glorified Lord Shiva by the prayer, Vrindavanavanapati Jayasomamoli, that he is the caretaker of Vrindavan, and he carries the moon, half moon on his head, and he's glorified by Narada and the four Kumaras. He's known as Gopiswar, and he can give the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So we pray to him that he gives us unalloyed devotional service. Nityananda came here after he visited Motudrama Dweep. The five Pandavas also lived here during their exile and saw Lord Gauranga. The 11 Rudras reside here. Lord Chaitanya accepted Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Madhvacharya stressed the Ved, or difference, between Prakriti, Jiva, and God. Each Jiva is different from each other. Jada, this material world, and Jiva are also different from each other. Each material element is different from each other. And Jiva is different from God. Jiva cannot be Param Brahman. Although he can be Brahman, he is Sevak Brahman, and Krishna is Param Brahman. The Jiva cannot create, whereas Krishna creates everything. Jiva is by constitution part and parcel, molecular. Lord Chaitanya instructed the four Sampradaya Acharyas here how to preach their Sampradayic teachings. And he took the best of each philosophy for his own Achintya Veda philosophy. The Yoga Peak is just across the Ganges. Lord Chaitanya spent 24 years doing Leela there in Mayapur, and after some time, because some local brahmanas thought him as ordinary and committed offense to him, he took sannyas. Only Nityananda, Mukunda, Gadadhar, Chandrasekhar, and one other knew of this ahead of time. He went around his village very happily talking with the residents and took some loki and had Sachi Ma make him loki vegetable preparation. After dinner, he showed great affection to Vishnupriya, which he had not shown to her since their wedding a few years ago. She became doubtful because he was always in Mahabhav since their marriage, crying Ha Krishna in separation, so they hardly ever conversed. But now he was offering her tambul with great prem and decorating her hair with his own hands. She remembered that on the way to the Ganges today, I stubbed my toe and the nail came off. Then while bathing, my nose ornament symbolizing auspicious marriage fell into the Ganges and I couldn't find it. She had gone to Sachi and cried, "Why is this happening?" Now, seeing the affectionate dealings of her husband, she thought that this was like a pradeep, a lamp that, when it's about to be extinguished, makes a doop-doop sound and then becomes extinguished. So she thought her marriage with Chaitanya, now making the doop-doop sound of his affectionate dealings, would soon be extinguished. Yogamaya then, Lord Chaitanya then inspired Yogamaya to make her eyelids feel like they weighed thousands of pounds, and Vishnupriya fell asleep. Lord Chaitanya looked back at her just once and left. Sachi Mata was standing outside like a statue. She couldn't speak. She knew he would leave. She was senseless. Nimai did pranam to her and then just like someone with a rock heart, with no mercy, left. It was winter, Meghma, and very cold, and nighttime. But Lord Chaitanya, in separation from Krishna, cried out, "Ha Krishna," and jumped into the Ganges, coming out the other side and taking sannyas, and then walking to the residence of Keshav Bharati, where he took sannyas. One thing regarding the nose ring, it means that their husband will be protected and there will be all auspiciousness. After her son left, she cried out, "Nimai, where did he go? Nimai, where did he go?" Therefore, this ghat is called Nirdaya ghat. Daya means mercy, and near means without. Lord Chaitanya saw her again at Shantipur. Everyone came, all the residents of Navadvip came to get his association except one, Vishnupriya. Although she loved him the most, she couldn't meet with him. There is very deep instruction here. Lord Chaitanya is showing that you have to give up what is the most dear to you in order to be empowered to do bhajan. We pray that Lord Chaitanya will give us mercy. Srila Narayan Maharaj then requested the devotees to offer their pranam to Gauri, take snan, and then sit in line for taking breakfast prasadam of Chirawar. He then began giving directions to the devotees who were in charge of serving out the leaf plates and prasadam and performing other duties. And then he called out, Bola Mahaprasad ki jai, Navadvip Dham ki Parikram ki jai, Gauri Vedanta Samhita ki jai. In the evening, the acharyas and sannyasis again gave classes, and Gurudev expanded on what he had said the first morning's class about Navadvip being the complete Dham and including all others like Puri and even Puri and Godavari. He said that in Shiva Sangam, Murari Gupta saw Lord Chaitanya's Nrisinga form, though all others still saw him as Nimai. Just as even though Krishna killed Agassura and other demons, no one considered him God. In Puri, however, he showed so much Aishwarya and people understood that Aishwarya. In the Gambira, he was always in Mahabhav Vipralamba Ras. All the gates were locked, but still Lord Chaitanya went through the gate and reached the ocean. And there he became elongated. This is opulence. When he taught Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi, he was respected by Sanatana Goswami as an authority. But Keshav Kashmiri, even though he was defeated by Nimai and Navadvip, still the inhabitants considered him as a small boy. They thought, if Nimai would defeat, will put up this scholar is looking for someone to defeat in every town, to defeat the town scholars. If we put up Nimai Pandit and he wins, it'll be a great credit for our town because he's a small boy. And if he loses because he's only a small boy, no one can criticize us. In Puri, Lord Chaitanya manifested the sattvika, eight sattvika bhavs. This could not be done by any human being. Only Radharani could manifest such a thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he's called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, Srila Maharaj also expanded on the idea on Krishna's being simultaneously Ekaras and Anekaras, as described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma. Krishna has to accept so many rasas in order to understand Radharani's love. Her love reaches the highest limit, Madanakya Mahabhav. Krishna also has some Mahabhav, but not Madanakya. And by that Javadashraya Vritti, Madanakya Mahabhav, Radharani experiences the four Madhuris or sweetnesses of Krishna. Lalitandra Shaka also have Rud and Adirud Mahabhav up to Modan, but not Madanakya. Therefore, Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of Unad Ujjala Bhav. So the daughter of Pandit, who was Radharani herself, Krishna himself was able to taste her slokas of Venugita, like Barahabitam Natavarabhapu, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and experience Sambhaja Dasya, the highest aspect of prema. Secondly, his second purpose for coming here, which is Ragmarga Bhakti Loke Pracharana. He was also able to execute through Sri Damodar Rai Ramananda, and especially Rupa Goswami, who gave what was not in any other shastra previously, exact definitions of Shraddha all the way up to Mahabhav. He gave Bhakti Ras. Bhakti Rasasar, the essence of Bhakti Ras. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who was the primary Rupanuga Vaishnav, in his shelter, he showed how to combine those ingredients, in what proportion of the ingredients of prema, like Anubhav, Bibhav, Satvik Bhav, etc., to become rus and to taste it. So Raghunath Das Goswami did that in his books like Vrajvilastava and Vilap Krismanjali. Lakshmi, although tried for such a thing, could never attain it, even in so many births, because she considered herself the wife of Krishna as Narayan. Only those who think that Krishna is my friend, lover, etc., only in this way can one get Braj Prem. On the morning of the 19th, Srila Narayan Maharaj led everyone, 15,000 yatris, across the Ganges to the Mayapur side. It took about 3 hours because only 150 people could fit in each boat. The red orange sun was reflecting on the green, gray, silver waters, gradually turning yellow as the day approached. No one was controlling. It was as though Lord Chaitanya was pulling and pushing everyone. And everyone still remained on the boats and on the ghats without falling into the water. Then on the other side, the pilgrims passed many Gaudiya Mutts and also the ISKCON Mandir, taking darshan here and there. They arrived about 8 o'clock at Akura Mutt Raj, Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Mutt. The Gauranga Didi, who was leading our parikrama procession, was beautifully decorated with flowers, led the devotees in circumambulating the altar Vyasasana of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prajatak Maharaj led the devotees in singing Sujanarjana, the prayer that devotees sing every day in glorification of Srila Prabhupada by Srila Sridhar Swami. Then Kanai Prabhu, one of the most famous Gaudiya Vedanta Samhita Kirtaniyas, led the devotees in singing Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya. Then various devotees spoke, and finally Jivakura Maharaj spoke, Parjitak Maharaj spoke, and then Gurudev spoke about the glories of his Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. The temple was decorated with thousands of plastic and cloth flags and plastic chandeliers and real gold ones. The colorful altar was like a beautiful, was like a kunj, with colorful carved lotus flowers and leaves. Srila Maharaj introduced this thought by saying that everyone has said all things, but I have just two things to say. When our Guru Maharaj came here to the Samadhi of Srila Prabhupada, he cried like a baby. And with choked voice whenever he said his name. We don't cry when we say his name. It depends on our relationship with our Guru. We are here by the mercy of Hari Guru and Vaishnava that we have come to Srila Prabhupada Samadhi Mandir. When Param Guru Dev came here, when Guru Dev came here with Navadvipa Parikrama, he cried like a baby. When a disciple has no real relationship with Guru Dev and his mercy is not in his heart, he can't cry like this. Why don't we cry? Guru Maharaj couldn't even say Prabhupada's name. He could only say Prabhu and then cry. When mercy is in the heart and we have a real relationship, then we can cry, Ha Prabhupada, Ha Prabhupada. This is the main center established by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Each acharya, Guru Maharaj said that each acharya has different specialities. That all the specialities were included. Like Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami. But all specialities are included in Srila Prabhupada. From here he preached all over the world. He established the prominence of Daivi Varnashram. It is eternal, but he established it as a practical fact that anyone from any family can become a Brahmin and a Vaishnava. Other acharyas took help of kings, like Ashok. By patronage, they were able to preach. But Prabhupada had the one pious theory, gave young boys renounced order and sent them everywhere with a box with a slit in it and trained them in preaching. In this way, his preaching went all over the world. They refused to take any more than one pious from people, so the people were first impressed by the renunciation of the brahmacharis and then by their harikatha. When Guru Maharaj was begging with a tin box in the sun, he was very tired, so he lay down under a tree and rested. Prabhupada saw him as he was passing by a car, that this Rajputra, the son of a very rich person, is lying down and tired from begging. Prabhupada cried, and his heart was moved, and he bestowed great mercy on Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. So Prabhupada did great preaching. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and gave books like Jiva Dharma for all the world's benefit, but without Srila Prabhupada, they just would have been eaten by worms. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur preached Daivi Varnashra and Tridandi Sannyas, but it was actually practically established by Srila Prabhupada. He fulfilled Lord Chaitanya's prophecy, Prithivichayati Nagaradi Gram. In all towns and villages, my name will be preached. Guru Maharaj inspired Srila Sai Maharaj by giving him sannyas. Then he went to the West, and now Krishna consciousness is in every country of the world. Srila Prabhupada established who is a Brahmin and a Vaishnava. How Vaishnavas are superior to Brahmins. Gurgashiras Babaji Maharaj said to him when he went for initiation, "Oh, you are so expert in astrology, educated, and wealthy. You are so qualified. And I cannot even write my name. So he rejected him. But by inspiration of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he insisted and became initiated.